16 away from 8 o'clock, KROC AM. It's up to 27 now downtown. Not going to get much warmer than that. Speaking of downtown, it's always a lot happening, even in the wintertime. We've got Ender Goachman and Carly McElroy here from RDA.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Good to see you again. Lots going on, even outdoors. Got the social ice coming up.
We do, yep.
So for those that maybe are kind of new here and are wondering what kind of crazy people would actually go outside in the wintertime and to an ice bar, we do.
Of course.
Anyway, give us the details on what's going on and exactly kind of explain what's happening.
Yeah, well, basically Social Ice is Rochester, Minnesota's ice bar. It's evolved over the years. This is its seventh year. And basically what we do is we transform the Peace Plaza by creating about 7 12-foot uniquely themed ice bars. Each features signature drinks like cocktails, beer. There's wine selections, but there's also non-alcoholic drinks available too. We do up the Peace Plaza pretty nice. There's lighting effects. There's live music. We have an ice sculpture garden. And, of course, there's activities too. Mm-hmm.
And little portable heaters there around there too.
Yep. So all that's taking place on February 19th through the 21st. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's from 4 to 10 p.m. in the Peace Plaza. And, yeah, it's exciting. There's, you know, all your favorite bars. There's Chester's, The Loop, Dooley's, The Tap House, Grand Rounds, which is new, mm-hmm. Victoria's, and then Kathy's Pub. So that's really exciting. There'll be free trolley service from 7 to 10:30. That's picking up outside the U.S. Bank Building on First Avenue Southwest, and that'll be every 15 minutes. So it'll kind of transport you from
right across the street here.
And that's new too. So we're pretty excited about that, to be able to offer that to a lot of people. Just kind of basically experience all of downtown in that area, mm-hmm. as opposed to just having to huddle up in the Peace Plaza in case they want to visit some local establishments.
I know last year it was real cold. But it went on.
Hopefully this year it'll be a little nicer.
I felt bad for the workers.
Yes.
The bartenders and wait staff and everybody that was there.
So. Oh, yeah.
They live in Minnesota, though.
They kind of knew what they were getting into. They work in shifts.
That's right. Yep.
Every 5 minutes, somebody else come in. Anyway, Social Ice. So, again, the 19th through the 21st, that's next weekend. So.
Yep. Correct. That's coming up quickly.
Yeah, sounds like fun. All right, so now Thursday's on First. You've got today's kind of
it's a big day for Thursday. So the vendor applications are now available.
All right.
If you go to our website, which is downtownrochestermn.com, and then go under the events tab at the top, and then just kind of select Thursdays on First from the drop down, it will it'll direct you to a page, and you can actually apply online this year. That's new. So it'll be a little easier.
Really help expedite the process. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's become kind of a year-round planning event, of course, and a lot of it, get a lot of the same vendors, but you get a lot of new things coming every year and some great entertainment, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yep. And the other thing that's really exciting with Thursdays is we're planning to have an interactive map. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that a lot of, people that attend the events, they're looking for a specific type of vendor. And so this year we're actually going to try and have an interactive map, and that will allow you to look at the entire event site and then select, find where a specific vendor is and what all their products are and everything.
Wow.
So that'll be really helpful, I think, for a lot of people.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I noticed you also can sign up online for the newsletter to keep up to date.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of the biggest news happening downtown, whether it's the events that are happening or contests we're running or even that the applications are available, are usually communicated through our e-newsletter. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of really great information there. One thing that we announced a couple weeks ago that we're really happy about is our partnership with the Rochester International Airport. We're doing a hashtag socialize photo contest during socialize, where folks who hashtag any post with socialize and post it on Instagram or Twitter with photos, mm-hmm. they're entered for a chance to win two airline tickets, compliments of Rochester International Airport. So we're really excited about that. Yeah. It's kind of a pretty big contest.
Where are you going? Anywhere? Or,
Somewhere warm.
I don't know,
After this event, somewhere warm.
Yeah.
All right. So again, go to the website downtownrochestermn.com for for more information on these and some of the other upcoming events. Anything else that is new this year or coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, actually we'll be hosting the Red Ball Project. It's the first time. It's a world traveling art performance. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we're bringing it back to the U.S. in, I think, about 7 years. And Rochester's the first city to host it. I mean, it's been all over the world. It's been to Paris. It's been to St. Louis. It's been to
Sydney,
Australia. Yeah, I mean, it's been all over the place.
And so what exactly is this, the Red Ball?
Yeah, essentially it's an art performance, a public art performance. It would
like an installation. I think it's a 15-foot giant red rubber ball.
Uh-huh.
And so it can be inflated, you know, in between alleys, in between buildings, underneath overhangs. And, I mean, people can go and actually, like, run into it.
And, I mean, it's, yeah. And bounce off
of it.
Wear a helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
Great opportunity for photos. And,
yeah, fun for kids and great opportunity to take a selfie with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be
fun. All right, so when is that coming again?
That is June 6th.
Yes, through the 12th, I believe.
Wonderful. All right, stay up to date. Go to the website, downtownrochestermn.com. Again, the Social Ice is the 19th through the 21st. And it looks like it'll be cold enough to freeze.
Yes.
At this point. All right. Ender, good to see you again.
Oh, yeah.
Carly?
Nice to see you. Thanks for having
us. You too.
Nice to see you.
It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock at KROC AM. Got the Weather Eye Weather Guy coming up.
At Cenex, we're recognizing